In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madini channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. In today's episode, my dear viewers of Madini channel, we will continue from our previous episodes that have been happening. And we will mention some Madini pearls in regards to invitation to virtue also, of how to develop a Madini environment in our home. And this is a need of today's society as well. That the norm is that Islamic environment has gone away from our homes. And in particularly, how can one develop the Madani environment of Dawat Islami at homes? Before we commence, my dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to a virtue, a fadila of reciting salawat, durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alihi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah azza wa jalla sends 10 mercies upon him. And writes 10 virtuous deeds in his book of deeds. In another narration, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited salat upon me abundantly in this world. Therefore, my dear viewers of Madini channel, whenever we get this opportunity of reciting durood, peace and blessings upon the best of creation alayhi salatu wassalam, we should not shy away. But we should be at the forefront of reciting durood upon the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's all heartily together recite durood, salutations upon the last and the final Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madini channel, before we commence in regards to how to develop a Madini environment in our homes, I'd like to present to yourself a revolution that took place in a certain brother's life, and how that revolution took place, and after that revolution took place, what is that brother doing? And is mentioned that by one brother, that to develop a passion of repenting and to give up the habit of swearing false oaths, etc. And it was a request by this brother as well that, you know, one should join the 63-day Madani Tarbiyati course conducted by Dawat Islami. And he mentioned that in our area, there was a young man who was the only son of his parents. Now, due to wicked company, bad company, my dear viewers of Madini channel, he had become an addict. Addict of what? Drugs. So he became a drug addict. And he used to stay out of his home. His father would often bring him home from the graveyard, where he would take drugs. So he would take drugs in the graveyard. And alongside, he was with other drug addicts. All of his family members were very worried about him. One day what happened? Making invitation to virtue, one Islamic brother tried to persuade him to enroll in the Madani Tarbiyati course of Dawat Islam. But luckily, alhamdulillah, he agreed and came to the global Madani Markaz of Dawat Islami, a non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. The whole family was very, very delighted. All the family members prayed that he become pious, but they were still afraid that he would relapse into his bad habit. But what happened? Alhamdulillah. After a few days, he informed his family members over the phone, I am enjoying a lot during the Madani Tarbiyati course at Fezani Madina. It seems that his blessings are making their way to Fezani Madina directly from Madina Munawwara. I have repented of my sins and have started offering salah with jama'at regularly. I am also learning sunnahs with peace and ease. Alhamdulillah, he says that when he returned from Madani Tarbiyati course, he had changed altogether. All family members and neighbors were amazed by the positive change taken place in his life. His face has been adorned with the blessed beard and head with the green turban. As soon as he returned home, he started calling his family towards invitation to virtue whilst making individual effort. By the blessing of his individual effort, his father also adorned his face with the beard and head with the turban, and started attending the weekly sunnah inspiring ijtima regularly. His mother and sister also made up their mind to do Dars-e-Nizami, i.e. scholar course, and a Sharia course respectively. His father remarked, "I pray for the Islamic brothers of Dawat-e-Islami, especially those who took my son to Fezan-e-Madina for the 63-day Tarbiyati course by making individual efforts. We were very disturbed by his habits. His mother was so annoyed with him that one day she brought a chemical substance that used to kill insects, and she brought that and said in a fit of temper that she would either kill herself by drinking this medicine, this chemical, or kill her son by making him drink it. And now what happened? Now she prays tearfully for the Islamic brothers of Dawat-e-Islami whose efforts have made the wicked son pious." SubhanAllah, my dear viewers and Madin channel. What great company can lead a person to? From an alcoholic, from a drug addict, it can lead one to becoming a pious person, to adorning the beard upon the head, upon the face, adorning the head with the Imam al-Sharif. SubhanAllah. And so my dear viewers and Madin channel, we have seen how excellent and fruitful invitation to virtue is. Now, a wicked young man attended the 63-day course and was inspired by his family members and was inspired by its blessings, and to such an extent that he repented from his sins and he made individual efforts to reform his family members. All of us, my dear viewers on Madni channel, indeed make efforts to reform ourselves as well as our family members. In order to learn how to make individual efforts, especially to make a Madani environment in our homes, I will present to yourself some 19 Madani pearls of developing a Madani environment in our home. Number one, when entering or leaving the home, say salam loudly. Say salam loudly. Number two, stand up in respect when you see your father and mother coming. Number three, at least once a day, Islamic brothers should kiss the hands and the feet of their father, and Islamic sisters should do the same with their mother. Number four, keep your voice down when present before parents. Never meet their eyes. Keep your eyes lowered when talking to them. This is utter respect. Number five, immediately perform every chore, every task given by them, provided it is not against Sharia. So if your parents and mother and father have given you a task to do, immediately perform that task. Unless if that task contradicts the teachings of Islam. Unless if it's something which is haram, therefore you do not comply with that. Number six, remain firmly serious in home. Refrain from stubborn argumentation, laughing, joking, expressing anger over trivial matters, over little matters. Finding fault in food, oh, this is not salty, this got too much salt, too less salt. Scolding or beating younger siblings. Quarreling with elders of the family. If you have such habits, my dear viewers of Madni channel, change your attitude altogether and seek forgiveness from everyone. Number seven, if you adopt seriousness at home and anywhere else, his blessings will emerge at your home, inshallah. Speak courteously to your mother, wife, children, and even infants, whether you are home or anywhere else. Number nine, go to bed within 2 hours of the time when Jamaat of Isha is held in the masjid of your locality. If only you wake up for tahajjud or at least for fajr easily and offer fajr salah with Jamaat in the first row of the masjid, that way you will not also feel laziness at work. So very beautiful point here as well. Another one, if any family members are lazy in offering salah or commit the sins of unveiling, watching films and dramas, listening to songs, and you are not the head of the family, and there is a strong chance that your advice will not produce any effect, then instead of criticizing them repeatedly, encourage them to watch or listen on Madani Muzakaras of Amir al-Sunnah Dami Barakatum al-Aliya. And inshallah, you will notice a pleasant Madani change. An excellent way of building Madani environment at home, my dear viewers on Madani channel, is to deliver or listen to dars from Fizan-e Sunnat every single day. And this one book, my dear viewers on Madani channel, I like to say something about. That even till now, whenever I personally read Fizan-e Sunnat, even now, I find something new every time I read it. No matter how many times you maybe have finished the book, but every time you read it again or you look or give dars from it, there is something there that you might not remember, recall, and is always like, oh, did I miss this out? So Fizan-e Sunnat, my dear viewers and Madani channel, subhanAllah, is a unique book, a must for every home. Keep making heartfelt dua for the betterment of the worldly life and afterlife of your family members. Because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ad-du'a'u silahul mu'min." Dua is a weapon of a believer. If there is no shari prohibition, it is stated on page 290 of the book Masailul Quran that I recite the following dua after every salah with durood once before and once after it. Inshallah, your family members will become steadfast in sunnah and the environment will develop in your home. The dua is, Allahumma rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat a'yunin waj'alna lilmuttaqina imama. Here, my dear viewers, my dear channel, a note is that Allahumma is not part of this Quranic ayah. If a child or an adult is disobedient, recite the following blessed ayahs only once when he is asleep, standing beside his bed in a low voice so that he does not wake up. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bal huwa Qur'anun Majid fi lawhim mahfuz. Do this for 11 to 21 days. Remember, if some wazifa is recited beside the head of a sleeping adult person, there is a chance of him waking up, especially when he is not sleeping deeply. It is also difficult to know whether he is really sleeping or has only closed his eyes. Therefore, if there is a fear of quarrel or discord, one should not do this, especially a wife should not do this beside her husband. In order to make disobedient offspring obedient, recite Ya Shahidu 21 times after Salatul Fajr with your face towards the sky. Continue to do this unless your wish is fulfilled, and recite Durood once before and after it. Another habit one can make, my dear viewers on Madani channel, is have the habit of acting upon the Nek A'mal. Enforce the Nek A'mal gently and wisely among your family members. If you are a father, enforce them among your offspring. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a Madani revolution will take place at your home. Travel every month with the Sunnah-inspired Madani Qafila in the company of devotees of the Rasul at least for 3 days and make dua there. The Madani environment has developed as several homes by the blessings of traveling in Madani Qafilas. A number of such Madani parables have been reported. So therefore, my dear viewers on Madani channel, this is one of the few ways that a Madani environment, a good environment, can be established in a person's house. And there's a narration, the Ifk incident. And the Ifk incident briefly described in the parable of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu on page 127 is stated in the book Khazainul Irfan. Whilst returning from a certain battle, the caravan stayed near Medina, and due to some need, the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, went somewhere in the nearby area where her necklace broke and went missing. She was searching for her missing necklace. Meanwhile, the people of the caravan saddled up her camel and left, assuming that the mother of believers, radiallahu ta'ala anha, was sitting on the veil-covered saddle of the camel. As she returned, she found out the caravan had left without her. Anyway, she stayed where the caravan was staying, expecting that they would return in her search. At that time, a person used to be assigned to collect the things that the caravan had forgetfully left behind. On that occasion, Sayyidina Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was tasked with this. When he radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and saw her, he recited Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un loudly. She radiallahu ta'ala anha wore a veil. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat his she camel on which she radiallahu ta'ala anha rode and joined the caravan. The black-hearted hypocrites spread chaos, provoking suspicions, deceiving even some Muslims into believing them and encouraging them to say inappropriate things. The mother of believers radiallahu ta'ala anha fell ill and remained in the same condition for a month. At that time, she was unaware of what the hypocrites were saying about her. One day, Umm Mistah informed her of it. Shocked, she radiallahu ta'ala anha burst into tears and her illness intensified even more. She radiallahu ta'ala anha was in floods of tears and was unable to sleep for even a moment. Meanwhile, these ayahs of Surah An-Nur were revealed to the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, declaring the purity of the mother of the believers. Allah Azza wa Jalla raised her rank so much that her purity and sanctity were described in many verses of the Quran. In the meantime, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi said, under oath on his blessed minbar, raised pulpit-like structure minbar, I surely know the purity and sanctity of my family. So which person can make an apology on behalf of the one who has said inappropriate things to them? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, hypocrites are certainly liars. The mother of the believers radiallahu ta'ala anha is pure indeed. Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected your blessed body even from a fly because it settles on impurities. Why then would He Azza wa Jalla not protect you from the company of an evil woman? Likewise, describing the purity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Allah Azza wa Jalla has not let your shadow appear on the ground so that no one will step on it. How can it be possible for the Creator who has protected your shadow will not protect your family, i.e. your blessed wives? Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered you to take off your slipper just because it was stained with blood of a louse. When Allah Azza wa Jalla is not pleased even with the impurity of your slipper, how can it be possible that He Azza wa Jalla will be pleased with the impurity of your family, i.e. your wives? Likewise, many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Sahabiyat radiallahu ta'ala anhunna took oaths in favor of the mother of the believers radiallahu ta'ala anha. They knew in their heart of hearts, even before the revelation of the ayah, that the accusation was wrong. After the ayah was revealed, her honor and rank were further raised. Hence, the allegation made by the hypocrites is invalid before Allah Azza wa Jalla, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and senior Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. For those who speak ill of her invite great calamity. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, in a book Tawbah ki riwayat wa hikayat is mentioned that during a speech in an ijtima, Sayyiduna Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once asked a young man sitting before him to recite any verse. He recited the 18th ayah of Surah Al-Mu'min. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ مَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And frighten them of the day of upcoming calamity, when hearts will rise up to their throats filled with grief, and the disbelievers will have neither any friend nor any intercessor whose words shall be obeyed. Now listen to this ayah. Sayyidina Salih Murri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, how can an oppressor find any friend or ally? Because he will be inflicted with divine wrath. You will certainly see the transgressing sinner being taken to hell, chained, black-faced and fearfully blue-eyed. They will be naked with their bodies burdened. They will be screaming in terror, we are doomed, we are destroyed. Why are we chained? Where are we being taken to? Why is all of this going on with us? Angels will drive them, hitting them with whips of fire. They will sometimes fall on their faces and sometimes be dragged. After their tears end, because of unceasing weeping, they will shed tears of blood with trembling hearts. They will be baffled and they will be bewildered. If anyone sees them, he will not be able to fix his gaze on them. nor will he be able to bear it. Anyone seeing this horrible scene will shudder. Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was in floods of tears. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali then continued with deep and heavy sigh, "Alas, how trembling and hair-raising scene it would be." Saying this, he wept again. Seeing him weep, the attendees also began to weep. Then a young man stood and said, "Oh my master, will all of this happen on the judgment, on the day of judgment?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "Yes. And this scene will not exist for a long time because their voices will not be heard once they are thrown into hell." Listen to this. The young man let out a scream and said, "Alas, I have spent my life in heedlessness. Alas, I remain lazy. Alas, I continued to shrink from disobedience to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I have wasted my life purposelessly." Saying this, he wept. After a while, he made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in those words, that, "O my creator, I am present in your court for repentance. I have nothing to do with anyone except you. Forgive my sins and accept me. Shower your bounties and mercies upon those present, including me. O the most merciful creator, I have put the bundle of my sins before you. I am present in your court sincerely and wholeheartedly. If you do not accept me, I will certainly be doomed." After the young man said this, he fell down unconscious. He remained bedridden and for a couple of days, and then he passed away. Countless people attended his funeral and tearful du'as were made for him. Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would often mention him in his speech. One day somebody had a dream in which he saw the same deceased young man and asked, "Ma fa'alallahu bika?" That is, how did Allah tabarak wa ta'ala treat you? He replied, "I reaped blessings from the ijtima' of Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and was made to enter heaven." My dear viewers of Madni channel, coming towards the end of our program, have you seen how effective and fruitful the speeches of practicing preachers are? The speech of an almighty fearing preacher touches the hearts of the sinner with an overwhelmingly profound effect, sometimes making his worldly life and afterlife better. Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also a great reciter of the Quran. His recitation was mournful. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "I was once privileged to recite the Quran in a dream before the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ran around and the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'O Salih, this is recitation. Where is the weeping?'" Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, we have heard various Madni pearls today, especially how to develop a Madni environment in our homes. So we do dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He enables us to act upon these Madni pearls and to truly establish a Madni environment in our homes. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.